Welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast, another JLC live edition, not addition like a house, but edition with an E. I'm with Tim Catroni. What's up, brother?
Hey, thanks for having me.
So guys, you don't know who Tim is. He's one of our coaches in the fight. Him and his wingman, Greg, bring us the, what do you call it? The long and the short of it or something? Is that the Saturday episodes that come out?
Well, yeah, it's every Saturday. Long and short of it with Tim and Greg. Yeah,
I liked your bird story. That was good.
Little Pete,
Little Pete. We're not going to tell it here because I want people to go listen to it. So anyway. I was actually on a run and I had that in my ears.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like running down the street in my neighborhood and I'm laughing out loud as I'm hearing the story.
That's a good story.
I'd heard that before and I forgot that I heard it before. And then I was like, then it sounded familiar. So anyway, we're here. I literally just grabbed Tim and said, let's do a podcast. We're sitting down here for a few minutes. All right, Tim, we're here. There's thousands of contractors running around. We're buying beer for everybody, which is cool here in the fight. And I'm curious, have you ever been to this event?
Never.
Okay. Have you worked any expos like this? Now you have probably for your pond business in the past, right?
Yeah.
All right. But I'm curious, you're on this side on the fight now at an expo like this, talking to all these different contractors that are swinging by. What are some themes that you're hearing from these people?
Yeah.
That are just jumping out to you. And this is total, guys, I didn't even know what question I was going to ask until I just asked the question.
Yeah, totally. We had no idea what we were going to talk about. I think that when people are approaching the booth, they want to see what we're all about because they see the signs out there and, you know, for different reasons, they're looking at our signage and they see the word fight and they want to stop by. They think it's a cage fight we're going to have here. The biggest thing, I guess, to kind of stand in our office and what we're trying to peddle, like we're trying to sell something. And I've even said to a few of them, look, I says, you know, we're talking about coaching and stuff like that, but I'm not taking credit cards. You don't have to buy a thing. I want to talk to you and get to know who you are.
Yeah. What's the reaction to that?
Oh, they just dropped. All the defenses dropped. They want to tell you who they are, where they're from, they're married, and the kids, and their life story. I mean, had some great, meet some great people, some law enforcement and stuff like that. People with disabilities, mental and physical, because of businesses they were in.
I had a guy say something similar to me yesterday. He said, "What are you going to try to sell me?" And I said, "I can't sell you a thing, man."
Right.
And he looks at me and I said, "You're only going to buy when you feel like buying something." Totally. You know, I said, "I can't make you buy anything. I don't want to make you buy anything." And I said, "You know, what we do requires a certain degree of looking in the mirror and owning your shit and getting real with yourself and wanting to change. And that comes from inside you, man." So then I asked him, I said, "So let's pretend, you know, we wave a magic wand over your business. You go to bed tonight, you wake up tomorrow morning, that thing's fixed. What do you got?"
I love it.
And he went on for about 10 minutes uninterrupted of the chaos that he was feeling and this and that. And he goes, "So what do you got for me?" I said, "I think you need to listen to the podcast and check out our YouTube channel." That's all I said. Cause I truly believe that. I mean, and not surprising we're gravitating towards sales here cause you're a fucking beast with that. But like, I truly don't believe I can make anyone buy. I believe we can persuade people in a certain way, but I want other things. I want like this podcast and our YouTube channel and our social posts and our free content. I want that to persuade people and wake them up, you know, and be magnetic to people that really want to change. That's how I approach sales with at least what we sell.
Yeah, totally. You know, Tom, it's like a lot of people you meet, you know, I talk to them, they say, "What do you do for the fight?" And I tell them, you know, I'm a sales coach, and they're kind of intimidated by it. Like, cause like I got the secret like voodoo thing in my back pocket. I'm going to throw it at them. They're going to have to buy. And it's totally not even close to that. I just, the joy about sales is I'm never really selling. I'm just trying to figure out what their problem is. And even if I have a solution for it, cause these people may be coming to the booth here and having just want to understand a little bit and think I'm going to throw something at them, but I don't even know if what I have is even something they can use.
Right.
And that's the beauty of it, man. I'm playing this long game, like Tom, you always talk about the long game, is I want to create a relationship and see if it's something we give to you and not slam something down your throat, some snake oil that may work for a month, but it isn't really suited to what your problem is.
So speaking of snake oil, you see the dudes over there with that little electronic device.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
You heard that story?
No, I don't know what the story is, but they try to fit me up.
So a dude comes over here and it's like, if you have pain or whatever, you connect it to your body and it's like electrical pulses or whatever. So yeah. I don't know what they're called, but it's funny. Somebody here came to the booth and he was laughing after he walked away from their booth over to here. And I said, what's so funny? He says, I asked him how much it was after I tried it out. And the guy told me, well, it's normally $600, but it's $299 for today. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, $299. So he probably without knowing it, he mirrored him. Right. And he goes, $299. And he goes, but I can give it to you for $150. Just don't tell anybody.
Jesus Christ. Goes,
you know, and that's how most salespeople are, right? They play this fucking game with people, and I'm more inclined to buy the thing if you just walked up and said, hey, how much is the thing? And they go, $150. And you're done, right? There's no game. There's none of this false value stacking and all this bullshit or whatever you want to call it. You know, anyway, that's how most people think about salespeople. So, like, it's funny, man. What, I know you're just role-playing with one of the dudes from Job Tread here.
Yeah.
Like, you can't help it, can you? You just go places, you just fucking role-play.
Yeah, just go with these. Let's roll it out. You got a question? Let's role-play this.
And the guy was like, I was surprised what? You had that little maid's costume on, too.
No, right? that was a tip, man. Good thing you had it in your travel bag.
But, like, dude, I listen to you role-play. I listen to your sales training stuff and conversations you have. And you're a killer, man. And I mean that in a good way. Like, and I don't mean pushy. I don't mean, so guys, when I say like a sales killer, you're like this master of connection and peeling things back. You were at the sales training workshop we did a few weeks ago and, you know, and the role play you and I were doing, and then you were kind of explaining to the group why you approach things a certain way. And I was just sitting back going, God, this guy's fucking good. I knew you were good, but then I'm like, wow, you're really good. So I'm curious, like, when a prospect reaches out, you get on the phone, what's going through your mind?
Nothing. Just fucking, I'm blind. I mean, there's nothing. I'm walking into a situation. I don't know why they're calling me. I mean, it could be trying to sell me the Lord, which is okay. But until I find that out, man, I'm just an empty shell. Just tell me what I need to know. You picked up the phone. You didn't fall on the phone to call me. You dialed it. So why are you calling me?
Mm-hmm. So, empty shell. So, you basically, no agenda.
There's nothing.
How do you do that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because most salespeople, we get a lead that comes in and we automatically start thinking, oh, cool, I can get some work. Yeah. I can get a job. I can blah, blah, blah. Like, seriously, how do you, it's like the Zen, it's like Zen, sales Zen with Tim. That's what I'm thinking, right?
I don't want to think that, but you know, here's how it used to be, right? It's like, I get, shit. So I'm told something going to call him at 3:00. So I'm sitting at my computer and I got my phone, whatever, you know, sitting there. I'm all stressed out because I'm shit. How do I cancel this phone call? Because I know I'm going to have to get this guy to buy something because I got to I got to pay my bills or whatever it is. And I get all stressed out. And it really does. It makes me like my back starts hurting and all that. But if I walk in there and it's like, it's just a phone call. It's not like I don't have to call somebody to impress them. I'm just calling them because they need something. And I have to figure out, can I give them what they're asking for?
All right, so can we role play this?
Thought you'd never ask.
All right, there you go.
All right.
I'm like, we could explain all day, but I want people. So I'm calling you out of the blue, and let's do this. Can we do two scenarios? The first is I call for the first time. You're going to ask for pictures because I know you do that a lot, right?
Yeah, everybody asks some pictures.
And a lot of people are like, how the hell do you ask for pictures without people's, you know, well, you'll see what I give you here. I'm just going to tee it up here. So all you're right. Selling ponds. I call you up, ring, ring.
Hello, this is Tim.
Hey, Tim, my name's Tom. I'm found you on Google and moved into a new house, and I was looking to get an estimate on getting a pond, a water feature or something installed in the house, man.
Yeah.
I wanted to set up an estimate.
Yeah, first of all, Tom, I'd like to tell you I appreciate your calling. I truly do. You said you found me on Google. How'd you find me on Google?
I just put in koi pond builder or something near me and you came up. You had some good reviews.
Yeah, that Google is a smart guy or girl. Yeah, for sure. So Tom, I'd love to talk to you about what you're thinking about doing. Sounds exciting.
Yeah, cool. When can you come out?
Yeah. Oh man, thanks so much for writing me out. I truly appreciate that. I'd like to ask you a favor.
Okay.
All right. Tom, what I'm gonna ask you to do is I'm gonna ask you to take a couple pictures of your space and ask you to email those over to me. Would you do that?
That's weird. I've never heard that before. Like most people just set the appointment. They come out and they measure or whatever they got to do, and I got a estimate.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, Tom. So what happens is, you know, folks like yourself who want to do something really cool with the yard, everybody calls me, and everybody wants me to come out and look at this space. Here's what happens is, if I went to everybody's house and looked at their space and dreamt with them, I would never put a shovel in the earth, and I would never build anything magnificent.
So what happens with the pictures? Like, how many? I mean, I literally just have a blank slate of a backyard. It's grass.
Yeah, fantastic. Send me that picture. You know, send me a picture of what you think. It's kind of helped me see what you see. I mean, take a picture of your tree next to it, your lawn, your dog, your cat, whatever. And then once I see those come over, I'll give you a call, and we'll talk about all these cool things.
All right. And it's kind of a pain for me to email stuff. Can I text it?
Is that what you prefer to do?
I'd prefer to text. It'll happen a lot quicker.
Yeah, do that. That works. Just make sure you put your name with it so I know it's yours.
Yeah, I'm home now, so I'll take a couple shots and I'll send it over. And you said you'd call me back or something?
I will.
All right, let's tap out. Fighters, many of the coaching clients that I've helped over the years were in serious trouble because of friendly fire. They tried to grow too big, too fast, and caused themselves a bunch of pain. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're living paycheck to paycheck, even though your employees think you're getting rich. Maybe you're struggling with burnout from living in a constant state of chaos in your business. Maybe your kids haven't seen you in days. Maybe you feel trapped by the business that was supposed to be your ticket to freedom. Wherever you're at, listen, it's time to call a timeout and get your foundation in order. In fact, not even if you're struggling, even if you're winning right now, but you know there's another level of winning that you want to take your business to, it's time to call a timeout right now and get your foundation in order. And that's what our Battleground program is designed to do. It's everything you need to grow your business: sales, marketing, leadership, numbers, you name it, it is there. I want to invite you to go check it out. Our kick-ass group coaching program, Battleground, at thecontractorfight.com/battleground, and join an incredible community of other men and women who are kicking some serious tail in their business. thecontractorfight.com/battleground. So if I'm listening to this either for the first time or I haven't been immersed in the contractor fight ways, I'm hearing this and I'm just calling it like I'm thinking like I'm in that situation. Yeah. I'm almost calling bullshit on this. Like, you know, you got to get a lot of pushback on this. And I'll share my thoughts and what I've seen. I've actually seen less or more pushback from contractors than I have clients, you know, prospects.
Yeah.
With sending a picture over. I'm just curious what that looks like for you. Do you get a lot of pushback?
Never. I haven't, you know, I think there was a guy maybe 2 years ago who couldn't send me a picture because he's, I don't know why he couldn't do it. So what he did was he took a piece of paper and drew out what he wanted in this space. He took a picture of what he had. He drew what he wanted on a piece of wax paper, like an overlay, and then mailed it to me. And it took like 5 days to get there.
Holy shit.
And that ended up being like $42,000 project.
And you got the job.
I got the job. $42,000.
Well, he went through all that effort with wax paper and shit to send something. I'm like, at that point, that dude's committed.
Yeah.
Why do you ask for a picture? I mean, like other than picture or video, other than you not truly having time to run to every yard, are there other reasons that this makes sense for somebody?
Let me think about that. Initially, you know, I think I did it because it makes them show some kind of commitment to what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, Tom, and when I didn't play with that scenario, was I'll have them submit all their information to my website. And a website I use because is a little button, a little pink button that says, click here for a quote. And they can submit their photos through that. But also, if I bring it to my website, all my photos are there so they can see what I do, because it's important that they understand what I do and what it looks like. Because, I mean, I'd hate to take their money and then look at what they got and say, like, that's not really what we wanted. So they get to have a taste of it. Not also because I have prices on my website, so they know what they cost.
How many people do you talk to that don't send a picture, percentage-wise? Do you know what I mean? Like, you have that initial conversation, you say, send something over, and then they don't.
You know, I'm embarrassed. I want to throw a number out there because you're asking me for it, but it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I don't really care. I don't count it.
Yeah.
Because I'm just too busy to worry about the people that's not willing to freaking take a picture. But I would have to say it was like extremely, extremely small. Maybe two people out of 50, maybe.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So like you're saying, Tom, the contractors fight back on this thing. They don't think people are going to send you a picture. don't worry about it. They'll send you a picture. If you believe they will, then they will. And just, you know, justify. You don't, it's not really justify, but just tell them why you're asking. If they ask, it's like, send me a picture. What you're thinking about doing? If you, maybe if you look on Pinterest, you see things you like, send me those pictures too. It'll help me, you know, kind of understand what you're trying to accomplish.
So, all right, let's talk about the contractors for a minute. Then we'll pick up the role play. Like I've sent you the pictures. So for those contractors that are having a hard time getting pictures, some of our listeners have tried and they're like, oh, I can't get people to send me pictures. What are some of the reasons that may not be working for them?
Biggest reason is because they're not technologically inferior. They're older people. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to do that. Yeah, everybody can use a cell phone, but the old people, they don't do that. But they just can't figure out how to attach to email or whatever. And the remedy for that, and is okay if I share that?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't want to give all our goods away.
No, give it away, man.
All right. Okay. All right. If they don't take pictures, chances are they're old enough to have kids and grandkids and neighbors and neighbors' kids and kids outside riding their bike know how to use the phone.
Yeah.
And I say, you must have kids. Yeah, well, yeah. Well, you know, you think they know how to use a camera and send pictures? And well, yeah. And now I'm getting emails with pictures from somebody who isn't even my client. And now they're on my drip marketing, you know? So everybody gets, everybody wins.
That's cool. Yeah, the technology thing. I see a lot of guys, they'll listen to our show and they'll get all amped up and go, I'm not fucking running around for free anymore. And then the next lead that calls in, they're like, you know, you might call and they're like, yeah, listen, I don't run out for free, you know? So I think a lot of times it's the spirit that they're communicating with it that puts people off when they get, you've seen in the free fight group and stuff, guys will post a screenshot of these text conversations they have with people. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't fucking send you a picture either. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Are you? You're fucking a dick.
That was probably me, you know, way back in the time. I wasn't sure of myself. It's like, the reason I'm doing this is to protect my time. And, you know, this has nothing to do
me,
with you.
Me.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, my wife wants me home for dinner, but because you're not going to be broke. It's like, you gotta say it the right way.
All right. So I've sent you the picture. You call me back. Hello, this is Tom.
Hey, Tom, man. Tom, I got your pictures here, man. Thanks so much for sending them over.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for calling back. And yeah, like I said, it's just a clean slate. You know, the house is 4 years old or so, and the other people just moved out. They never did any landscaping or anything, and I want to have some sort of water feature back here.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, Tom, when you went over to my website, did I bring you to my website?
Yeah, I saw it when I, right. Well, no, I texted you.
You texted me.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, sorry. So Tom, you're in front of a computer right now.
It's one in the other room, yeah.
All right. Is there a chance you can jump on there with me?
Sure.
All right, cool. So say we're looking at my website, looking at these all kinds of pictures on here thing. You know, share with me what you're hoping to have happen here.
Well, my in-laws, their neighbors had this pond, I guess, and it had these fish in it. It was pretty cool because all the kids were like feeding them and it like seemed to entertain them. And I asked them what they liked the most about having the pond that says gets the family outside. And so I'm looking for something like that.
Okay. Well, how big is it, you think?
How big is it? Wow.
Well, I mean, is it something you put a boat in?
No.
Oh. Because that'd be real cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. Like, you have a beach and all that stuff. No, I would say, I don't know, 10 by 10 or something. I don't know what sizes are, but you know, nothing too crazy, but just something we have a few fish in and, you know, get the family outside with and enjoy the fish.
Okay. So it's a small pond. Yeah, that'd be awesome. How many fish you like to add to that?
Maybe two.
Two fish. Cool. Awesome. Well, tell me, Tom, when were you hoping to have this done?
Pretty flexible. I mean, I just want to get it on the calendar.
Yeah.
I just want to know it's going to get done.
Yeah, so. I gotcha. You know, a lot of people call me and they want to have water features and, you know, sometimes they've been wanting things for, you know, they're wanting something for a long time, or sometimes it's something to just start thinking about. Mm-hmm. You know, tell me a little bit about how long you wanted to do this.
Well, from the time I saw my in-law's neighbor, I wanted to do one, but I knew we were moving. So I guess, I don't know, year and a half, 2 years, it's been on my radar that someday I'm going to have one of these things.
Yeah. So why now is it that time to do that?
I'm in the house I'm going to be in. So it's just time to do it.
All right. So you guys are going to stay here for a bit?
Yep.
All right. Well, looking at some of the pictures on that we're looking at there on my website, Tom, on the ponds. I mean, which one sticks out to you?
That one in the middle with that that kid there,
uh-huh,
with their feet in the water, that one, like something like that. What's, how big is that?
Yeah, Tom, that's much bigger than what you're talking about. That's an 11 by 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you measure? Like, is it from water to water edge? Is it like, what's the dimensions like that? You know?
Yeah, great question. You know, a lot of folks measure from outside to outside. We measure on the inside. So how much water area you have.
Hmm. So it's basically, you're saying that one's 11 feet by 16 feet.
Yeah. The inside diameter. Yeah.
That is pretty big.
Yeah. Okay. Two fish is probably not going to be enough. You're probably going to add a couple more.
Why is that?
Because they're way more fun.
What's that? What's something like that cost? The 11 by 16?
Tom, that's $24,500.
$24,500. Yep. Does that include the fish?
Yeah, it includes fish, lights, pond plants, and a waterfall.
Okay. And the one to the left of it, is that small? That looks smaller.
Yep.
On the picture.
Yep. That's a little bit smaller than the one we had talked about originally. That's it. It's a 7 by 11.
What's that run?
That's a 12,500.
Oh, so it's like half?
Mathematically, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? I had to take my shoes off for that one, Tom. I wasn't sure.
Half the price, yeah. Okay. So we're about half the price. So double the price, you get the bigger pond. Okay.
Right.
How long does it take? Like, if I said, hey, I want one of these, how long would it take to get it done, like scheduling and stuff?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question. A lot of people don't get that. That's like a second date question. That'd have to be, Tom, if you and I were sitting down right now drawing up paperwork and collecting the deposit, I'd probably be dating it right now. Let's see, August 8th.
Oh, that far out. Wow. Okay. And once you start, when's it done?
Oh, let me ask you a tough question. Which one do you want to do?
What if we did the bigger one?
The middle one there. Yeah. Middle one, that's 2 weeks.
That's 2 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So is like that the price, or do you come out and like do an estimate or something? Like what's,
yeah.
How's that work?
Okay. That's like two questions. Do I come out and is that the price? Yes, Tom. I certainly don't want to take your money over the phone because, I mean, you haven't even met me yet. I could show up at your house and have tattoos all over my face and you don't want to work with me. So,
well, you know, Tim, I have tattoos all over my face, so it's
cool. Cool. Awesome. Well, guess what, Tom? You know, yeah. Yeah. I want to come out and meet with you. I'd like to meet with you and your family and kind of get to know you a little bit and look at this face. And yes, that's the price of that. But sometimes things change. When I'm on site, we can change that price. And I'm just going to kind of go with that right now and kind of tell you what some of the things might be.
Okay, what's that?
Well, Tom, if I come over to your house and there's like some ancient Indian burial ground in your yard, I mean, wouldn't imagine this Jimmy Hoffa's grave or anything like that there. No, honestly, though, seriously, like if irrigation systems and gas lines and I can't get a machine in the backyard or anything like that, kind of funky. I mean, is there anything like that we should be talking about?
We have a fence for the gate.
All right. Well, how wide is that gate?
Like 5 feet.
5 feet. Okay. Well, I need 4 feet. So we have 6 inches either side, which is fantastic.
Okay.
What else? I don't know. Is there anything else I should know or prevent me from doing this job?
No, I think that's about it. So what happened? I think I want to do this, that middle one there we talked about. We probably have some questions and stuff when you come out.
Okay.
Cause I want my wife involved here to kind of get her take on stuff. Look, I've never installed one of these. So does it look exactly like the picture when it's done?
Tom, if I was to be able to cut that out of my website, that picture right there, and just like kind of place it in your space right there, with the picture you sent to me, would that make you happy?
Yeah. If it looks like that picture, you know, that I'm looking at now on your website, I'd love that.
Yeah. Tom, it would be exactly like that.
Okay. All right. So what's next? Do you come out and we figure this out or what?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. What we do next, you know, first thing, Tom, you mentioned your wife and I feel really, really awful right now because I never asked a lot of things. I never asked her name. I didn't ask, you know, is she involved with this project? I didn't ask if she wanted a pond.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bring me up to speed so I don't feel like I've left her in the dust.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Her name's Lee and she's totally on board. I mean, when we were at my her parents' neighbor's house, you know, she tapped me on the arm and she said, "We're getting one of those." So, so I think we're getting one of these. It's actually a little bit less than I thought it was going to be. I think theirs was more money. It might have been a little bigger and stuff, but I mean, that 24 or whatever you said it was, that's right kind of where it's a little less than I thought it'd be. So that's cool.
All right. So her take on it, her taste on the design, is this anything look anything like her, you know, her parents' neighbor's house?
It's similar. That's, you know, I think that's why I asked if you'd come out and just kind of, you know, she can kind of weigh in on some things that might, you know, I'm not the design guy around here, man. So
sounds like I'm talking to the guy who like makes the decisions, the money decisions, but not the person who's like whose dream it is. And I don't want to step over your wife. Do you think she'd want to get on the phone and talk to me rather than just me showing up at her house? Or you tell me what
she
wants.
She wants the pond, man. I mean, we're getting one. And I, you know, she, you know, we found you on Google. She said she did some research and then she ended up sending me your link. So I'd be surprised, or I'd be surprised if she didn't already see your website and stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She just asked me to call.
So this is, you're asking me to come out. Is that what you'd like for me to do?
Yeah. Yeah. When can that happen?
So you serious? You want me to just come out there and just, you want to do this thing?
Yeah. I mean, obviously we got some questions and stuff, you know, I think I'm good, but I know she always has her, you know, I just like in the picture, there's like a waterfall, right, that I see there. And I'm just curious, you know, I don't know where we put the waterfall, or you mentioned lights or something like that and plants. I don't know what kind of plants we do in here. So I'm sure she'll have an opinion. That's all.
Fantastic. Okay. Got it. Cool. Well, Tom, what's your schedule looking like?
I work from home. So you tell me. I'm good. She, you know, we're both at home most of the time. So.
Cool. I said, well, what do we say this, Tom? I can come over and sit with you folks and we can dream. We can have a great time and kind of figure this out together. But I only go out to meet folks who are ready to do these types of things. The only other time I come out to somebody's home is if they want me to consult, meaning they want to get ideas and think about it for a while. Now, if I come out there and everything looks cool like we talked about, and your space is exactly like this picture, it's not like a picture of somebody else's yard, I don't see any like Indian burial grounds like we talked about.
Yeah.
I'm serious. If you really want to do this thing, I'll come out there. And what will it require? You guys get on the schedule for the 8th that we're talking about right now would be a 50% deposit.
Okay.
Okay. If you guys decide you want to think about it and you want some time to think about it, which is, I totally get it. It's a lot of money to be spending here. It requires a consultation fee where I come out to dream with you guys. And the fee for that is $250. And that goes towards a project if you decide to move forward.
All right. So we get on the schedule, it's 50% of whatever we end up getting. And then otherwise it's $250 for consultation, designing, whatever that is, right?
It's true.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good with that.
But cool.
Yeah. And then we'll tap out. We would have set the time and all that other stuff.
That's it.
Fighters, don't miss out on Mile High Profit Summit 2022. We're going to be outside of Denver in Westminster, Colorado, September 14th through 16th for the epic premier, most kick-ass event in the construction industry this year. One of the speakers there is my good buddy and my personal coach, Ben Newman. If you don't know the name Ben Newman, just go ahead and Google it. But listen, he's a highly regarded performance coach, international speaker, best author. He works for the NFL, PGA, NBA, MLB, UFC, NCAA. In fact, he is the mental conditioning coach for the 18-time national champion in Alabama Crimson Tide football team. And he's worked with players all over the NFL and a huge influence in my life personally. So I encourage you to get your butt to Denver in September and be in the room with 500 other contractors that are totally going to level up their game as business owners, as people, as partners, as spouses, because that's what we do in the contractor fight. And as always, tickets are half price for your spouse or business partner because it's that important that your other half is in the room with you. When you get everybody rowing in the same direction, good things happen. So head to thecontractorfight.com, click the menu where it says Profit Summit, and get your butt to Denver. I'm out.
So here's what's funny, man. I'm imagining somebody's listening to this going, it was too easy. And there were so many things happening there that you were doing that I know that you're doing that just sound like a normal conversation, but I knew what you were doing. And I've heard you do this in real life before several times.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you guys, listen to this. This is exactly what Tim sales calls typically sound like. And you usually end up closing the deal. And if you don't, you end up not wasting your time. So that's my take. I'm curious, how many of your calls go like that?
All of them.
Yeah. Like it's
all of them. It's, you know, the things I want to, you know, and I'm going to listen back to this and I'll listen to it and I'll hear Tom was like hot to go. He's like, the speed is like a million miles an hour. By the end of the conversation, we're having pillow talk. It's so slow and it's like retard slow almost, you know?
Yeah. Well, your tempo slowed me down.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, having had to call contractors, it was nice to be on the phone with a guy and having somebody call me back. And
yeah.
Most contractors don't fucking communicate well. So I think it's refreshing when you can actually have a conversation and ask some questions.
You know, it's kind of funny, Tom, guys who are even in the sales business, when I get on the phone with them and they're calling me and I have no idea who they are, they like, it totally floors them that they're so appreciative that you spent the time with them.
Yeah.
And that like, you're really good at this. It's like, you should go into sales. Like, really? You think so? Like,
but I liked, you know, those of you that are in our sales training program and stuff and had our workshops, Tim covered all the steps. Like you dug into motive. You know, I brought up price I don't know how I brought up price, but
always happens. Like, lately, for me, that's always happened. They just want to talk about price right away. And that's great.
Or I just said, hey, how much is something like that cost? Right. Like, what's that one cost? And you didn't avoid it. You were just like, oh, that one there is 24 grand or whatever you said. And right. I was wondering how you were going to get to step three. And you were like, hey, sometimes I get out there, you know, and things change, you know, like that was your word track or however you communicated it. I was like, oh, that was kind of cool how you did that. Like, hey, you know, Tom, sometimes things change. I get out there and I can't get into the yard or there's a burial ground. You add a little humor into it.
Oh, yeah.
That's your personality. And
right.
Any other things that you want to share that people are listening to have them go back and replay this and listen for that you intentionally did or didn't do? Or,
you know, one thing that I'm kind of out of sorts here. So we're at a show. I'm always in my spot, guys. I'm always at my desk and I got my Pepsi or I got my coffee or my water and my feet kicked back. And I'm just like taking notes. I'm in my power spot where I feel in control of everything. And it just flows. Just find that spot. Find the peace just to understand what people are asking for. You know, we are in the service business and we are pretty much servants for them. Just kind of, can we give them what they want at the price we need to get? And that's it, man. Just collecting information.
Hmm. Yeah. I want to draw attention that you did not go technical. I know we say this a lot, like for those listening guys, we default to our comfort zones as contractors and we're usually comfortable with the technical shit.
Yeah.
And you're comfortable outside of the technical stuff, which is why you can just have these conversations and talk about, you kept making it about me, even during the consultation fee, step five, the BS meter, you brought it up in the sense like, hey, I could come out there and dream with you and we can get all excited and this and that. But, you know, are you looking to do some more planning and think about it? Or are you looking to rock and roll or ready to move on this thing?
Right.
Like, it was just so smooth. And the other thing I want to bring to everyone's attention was, and Tim, you're right. Like my personality is go, 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 go. And I sitting here physically watching you, you're leaned back, your body language is, you're relaxed. You're like, I am not in a hurry. And I think that speaks to you having, what do you call it? Your power place. Like when you're in your power place, it's sales time. Like you're in the cockpit.
Dude, you know, let me tell you what, dude. I'm fucking going to war.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at my desk. This is serious. And this is my bread and butter. I have to, you know, I'm supplying my revenue. I'm like my son was my business partner. It's his household. I mean, I'm serious. This is like, I have one shot at it and I have to be that guy. The switch goes on. No screwing around. I'm there for a reason. You know, I'll help them.
Dude, I love that. I mean, how many people, I've done it in the past, this and that, you're driving from point A to B, and you try to have a sales call with somebody and you're fucking distracted in traffic or on a job site or doing what you're doing. And that's one of the things that I've seen with you and other people in the group that are the most successful is they have their sales place.
It is
like, it's, you're like, you're going into the ring, right? You're like, you're a boxer. You're not going to you're going to fight inside the ring.
Right.
You know, you're not fighting in the parking lot. So, but yeah, it was, that was my observation that you were just so at peace. You weren't in a hurry. I'm impatient. So I have to work really hard on a sales call with somebody to slow down.
Yeah.
I have to intentionally tell myself, like, chill the fuck out and relax.
There's a lot of stuff. So, you got to have your thing. Like I say, I got my notebook. I'm taking notes. I got everything in front of me. And it's like, it's there. You got to be there. It's on your terms, your fight, right?
Yeah. 100%. So, guys, if it seems like this, the end of the show is dropping off the cliff, it's because they're breaking the booth down around us and it's time to go, which is all good. But, dude, I appreciate you hanging with us today.
Yeah, love it, man. Thanks.
And, guys, you have no idea the talent that you're listening to right now with the cat sitting next to me. I'm in awe whenever I hear you coach and help people and sell on your own and this and that, because you truly make it about zero pressure, but you always get to the heart. You always get to the motive. It's always no bullshit. And you do it in a way where it's their idea. Yeah. You know, like even earlier on in the very call, I want to point this out. Like, guys, you know, I said, okay, so how's this work? You come out here and blah, blah, blah. And you go, oh, are you inviting me out? Yeah. Like, that's a very intentional phrase that you used, or I used a variation of it, but you're all about, like, I don't ever invite myself to somebody's house. They invite me out. Right now I'm a guest now instead of an intruder, you know? So it's those little nuances in conversation and the spirit of the conversation that I think really move the needle. So, dude, I appreciate you making this happen today, man.
Thank you.
I know we kind of just threw it in here at the end of the show, but I'm like, I got to do something with Tim while we're here.
Cool, man. I appreciate it.
So everybody, give us a rating, give us a review, share this with another contractor, head to thecontractorfight.com to check out more shit that we have going on. That's pretty cool. We got our Mile High Profit Summit in Denver in September 2022. Make sure you're in the room for what's going on there. And with that, we are out of here.